When people think of West Dallas, the shiny new Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge or the contemporary Trinity Groves restaurant incubator tends to come to mind. But in a neighborhood known for fresh construction, some older community staples get overlooked.
Since it's still a developing area, we kind of got lost in the mix. So sometimes when you put it up in the GPS, it's like YMCA, who?
Youth Development Director Jamonica Washington says that's kind of funny because the Lake West Family YMCA is actually 13 years old. There's a lot that's new about West Dallas, but the community has been around for a while and has some age-old problems. Hunger, poverty, and literacy are all issues the YMCA tries to tackle, and their just-built Little Free Library is part of the process.
Reading just kind of opens up a door to a whole new world and a whole nother imagination. It gives the kids an opportunity to learn things outside of their neighborhood and just be involved, and then also to read together with their families.
This Little Free Library is a purple painted wooden rectangle with an easy slide door. It's mounted next to a stained concrete bench, but for kids and teens to lounge on, a patch of bright green AstroTurf that would make NFL stars jealous.
We don't have to water it or mow it or anything.
Another 16 Little Free Libraries are slated to go up in West Dallas and South Dallas. The Dallas Public Library, Big Thought, and BC Workshop, a nonprofit design center, have teamed up to make it happen. One Little Free Library will be built inside a detention center. Another is made from a repurposed paleta cart, one that used to be pushed around full of ice pops on hot summer days. Library patrons can borrow a book and bring it back, or bring a different book back to replace it. There aren't many rules, and the honor system is the only enforcer. Reading can be a tough sell. Just ask 15-year-old Michael McCoy.
I do it for school, sometimes for fun. It depends on if I'm bored or not.
Which is why Little Free Libraries make it as easy as possible to dig in to a good book. Courtney Collins for KERA News.